Hey, Shelley, when you were in the hospital then and you're watching over your little boy, and you said that you were basically on a 24/7 watch rotating, tell me a little bit more about that. Why were you doing that, and what were you accomplishing there?
Well, after I saw this bucket and I understood that they wanted me to infuse Evan with energy, aura energy, they then told me that I couldn't have people give him energy for more than 20 minutes at a time. So it was essential to pass a lot of people through his room. So we set the clock for every hour. And I called everybody I knew in the Halifax region, and we started a living, loving chain of humans through his room. And we did it night and day for 72 hours.
Now, do you believe these were spirits that came to you to offer assistance, or were they angels?
I've come to understand that each individual has their own ability to see what most comforts them. And these were light beings that had the most willowy, wonderful, beautiful shape. They were aesthetically very pleasing. When they came within the realm of my body, I had the most incredible high frequency feeling of well-being and contentment. And people often ask me what I think they were, and I said, well, I think each of us would have seen them differently, if that answers your question.
Yes, it does. Let's go to phones. Let's take some calls for you. We'll pick it up by going east to the Rockies. You're on the air with us on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, this is Brian in Fort Smith, Arkansas.
Hi, Brian.
I know you just asked a question, George, and I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and all the other Coast to Coast listeners
Thank
out
you.
There. I'd like to ask, though, but you said you asked her if she thought they were, but Shelley, do you believe that they were angels, or do you think these were just some other form of paradimensional beings?
My own feeling about them is that they were spiritual light beings from elsewhere. They were not from our realm, not from this world.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. How is your little boy doing now, Sherry?
My little guy's great. He hasn't got any repercussions. There's nothing wrong with him. He's intelligent. He's going to school. He's a normal little boy.
Man, you've got to, I mean, do you say prayers now every day? What's happened to you?
Well, I've really wrestled with the God of my childhood that was one of sin and shame and, you know, that kind of the God of wrath, so to speak, that you would be punished. So I've tried to incorporate spirituality into my life now through meditation and seeking the co-creation with God. That's what's working for me. That I best relate to and I can work with, because I'm not one for being able to deal with guilt, you know, the old mm-hmm. guilt of childhood God.
Well, and it does work for you, and that's the most important thing.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And this is available to all of us. They've been very specific. They've given me so much information about the power humanity has and how we've created our own situations around our own guilt and shame and feeling of unworthiness. And when we start to realize that we're co-creators with this divine energy and that we have the same biomagnetic plasma that exists within the Earth and the cosmos, you know, we're part of this, that then we feel power to change and to realize that we have the power within us to make these miracles happen. You know, the humans that facilitated in bringing my son back to life, we were all part of the journey through guidance. And that, I think that guidance is available to all of us.
How old's your little boy now?
He's 7.
7 years old.
Yeah, and he has, the running joke around here is that the guys who went in after us all got pneumonia and they were very sick. And here we had this, you know, I was in the water for 15 minutes underwater. My son was underwater for 30 minutes and we didn't even get a cold.
Yeah, but you both died.
We both died. Yeah.
Well, I've got to tell you, Shelley, he will probably grow up to be a very special, gifted child and young man when he grows up.
It's definitely a very interesting time. He speaks of seeing the angels. He talks about the army of angels that was with him during this. And I met Dr. Stephen Greer this summer, and he's become a big part of this.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, so Stephen's called me this morning, actually, and it's he's become a great supporter for me because this is very freaky weird.
He's a wonderful person. West of the Rockies, you're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
Oh, hi, George. My name is Josh Kateris. I'm calling from Washington State.
State, okay, go ahead, Josh.
First of all, I just want to wish you a happy, Merry Christmas, George, and
well, thank
your,
you,
and your guest, Kelly. I've been trying to get through for 6-7 months, and I'm just really excited to get through.
It was a miracle. You made it tonight.
I guess this is a comment for your guest, Shelley. Shelley, that's an amazing story, and I'm really glad to hear that you and your son both made it alive.
Well, thank
you. For you to come out on coast to coast and tell everybody. I mean, well, it gives a lot of hope to people who may not have any.
It is a message of hope, and it is a message for the world. And I've been very reluctant in being able to give it because I really did feel like, you know, I was probably going to be rubber room material. But I've given myself up to the fact that this is a message that people have got to hear.